Welcome to Discovering Spiritual Disciplines, a four-part series at First Presbyterian Church that will provide insights into practices that Christians have been using for over two millennia to deepen their faith and help them live transformed lives. In this introduction, we'll explore what Christian spiritual disciplines are and what to expect in upcoming episodes. What is the nature of spiritual discipline and its place in spiritual growth? Discipline often seems like a harsh word. It can conjure up images of parents punishing disobedient children or strict coaches yelling at players for doing the wrong thing. Yet we also appreciate the value of discipline. We admire musicians, athletes, and scholars who develop their full potential through rigorous practice and study. But discipline doesn't come naturally. It must be cultivated. I've just used the term discipline in two distinct ways. The first carries a sense of order imposed by an authority or someone subject to that authority. The second signifies a training regime, freely taken on for long-term personal benefit. The purpose of the second is generally mastery of a field or an area of study for personal or professional growth. Both kinds of discipline offer a rule or a pattern of behaviors, but what motivates each is clearly different. Christian spiritual disciplines are practices we choose to commit to that help us to live transformed lives, lives that draw our souls nearer to God through the Holy Spirit, to more fully experience His grace and become more Christ-like. We will choose spiritual disciplines only if we have a strong desire to grow. If our desire to develop spiritually is not deep enough to overcome our resistances, we will find ourselves unable to maintain any discipline, however good our intentions. If this is our current state, there's no reason to berate ourselves. Desire cannot be forced or manufactured. It can be discovered only in freedom. Yet even a little desire can be encouraged to grow stronger through the practice of discipline, like a spark fanned into a full flame. Perhaps a good way of looking at choosing how to approach spiritual discipline or practice can be best captured in a paraphrase of 1 Timothy chapter 4. Don't try. Train. Training connects us with a power much greater than our own. We draw on this power for keeping intentional commitments daily, weekly, yearly, in order to grow spiritually. While there are many Christian spiritual disciplines, prayer, fasting, scripture reading, silence and solitude, and self-examination, just to name a few, I'm going to explore prayer and the practice of silence and solitude for this series. These disciplines, in the opinion of many who have engaged in practices for spiritual growth over a lifetime, are considered to be a good place to start. If you haven't noticed it already, you'll find that I use the terms spiritual practice and spiritual discipline interchangeably. In episode 1, we'll look at the two dimensions of the spiritual discipline of prayer, listening and speaking. In episode 2, we'll go deeper, looking at the practice of prayer as communion. Episodes 3 and 4 will be on the practice of silence and solitude. In episode 3, we'll take a fast and fascinating look at the history of this discipline in the Christian church, from its beginnings in the 3rd century through its renaissance in the second half of the 20th century. In episode 4, I'll examine what makes this discipline so important to spiritual development, particularly today. Each episode is around 10 to 15 minutes long and includes a short meditation. Although originally developed for an in-person experience, I hope you'll find discovering spiritual disciplines interesting, insightful, and will ignite in you a spark to pursue daily practices that seek and speak to your heart and draw you nearer to the life of the Beloved. Note, although many sources were used in developing this series, much of the material comes from Soul Feast by Marjorie Thompson and is used with her permission.